Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we're diving deep into the wisdom of Eat That Frog, a gem penned by Brian Tracy. Tracy, a best-selling author of over 50 books and esteemed public speaker who communicates with over 250,000 eager minds every year, presents a potent tactic to overcome the common plague of procrastination. Eat That Frog unfolds the principle of tackling your most daunting tasks first, the so-called frogs of your to-do list. Tracy believes that by eating your frogs, you work more efficiently and enhance your overall happiness. Our exploration of this insightful book will provide you with strategies to better manage your time and boost your productivity. This book is a must-read, or in our case, a must-listen, for those who are haunted by the ghost of procrastination, those setting ambitious goals, or anyone feeling submerged by their seemingly insurmountable workload. Tune in to discover how to defeat your procrastination beast and transform your approach to your daily tasks with the guidance of Eat That Frog. Eat That Frog. 21. Great ways to stop procrastinating and get more done in less time. Introduction. Uncover the secret to supercharging your productivity in every aspect of your life. Ever found yourself ruminating, "If only I had a few more hours to complete this project?" Pondered over, "How am I going to repair this table before my in-laws descend upon us?" Or perhaps even lamented, "There's just no way I can tackle this mammoth to-do list." If these thoughts ring a bell, you're not alone. We're constantly bombarded with an overwhelming list of tasks, both at work and home. And when we attempt to approach them, we often find ourselves running against the clock, leading to frustration and inadequately completed tasks. Sounds like a typical day, doesn't it? Here's the good news. Transforming your life or performing major reconstructive surgery on your daily routine isn't necessary to get more done. The key lies in increasing your productivity levels and elevating your overall performance. That's precisely where this intriguing concept of eating the frog comes into play. It's all about prioritizing and dealing with the most challenging and significant tasks head-on, resulting in heightened discipline and focus. By mastering the art of task management, you're bound to discover a version of yourself that's incredibly efficient and effective. Within these chapters, you'll uncover a foolproof method to augment your productivity by a staggering 25%, the task that deserves your undivided attention before anything else, and why you should draw inspiration from the master chefs when it comes to efficient preparation. Part 1. Every journey towards success begins with a comprehensive roadmap. Picture this. You're submerged under a sea of tasks, from completing work assignments to running errands and attending meetings, with nary a moment to spare. How on earth do you navigate through this chaos? The first step towards taking control involves defining your goals. Remember, clarity is the cornerstone of productivity. You're left floundering if you don't have a clear idea of your tasks. Identifying which tasks hold paramount importance is your first victory against the beast of procrastination. Jotting down your goals rather than trying to mentally sort them is an effective strategy. Consider this enlightening statistic. Only a meager 3% of adults utilize written goals for time management, yet they achieve 5 to 10 times more than their counterparts. Surprisingly, even highly educated individuals fail to match the productivity levels of those who document their goals. Once you've outlined your goals, allocate your time accordingly. Dismantle your larger goals into manageable steps that you can sequentially address. Embrace the power of checklists. They not only provide a visual representation of your goals, but also offer a sense of accomplishment as you strike off completed tasks, a surefire way to fuel your motivation. Did you know your productivity can see a 25% spike if you work off a list? This simple tactic saves you ample time, eliminating the need to constantly ponder over what to tackle next. Lastly, apply the 80-20 rule, also known as the Pareto principle, to streamline your work further. According to this principle, within a task list of 10 items, two tasks are significantly more critical than the others. Concentrate on these two. Unfortunately, most people tend to gravitate towards the easier tasks, the 80%, and procrastinate on the crucial 20%. It's high time to turn this equation around. Part 2. Determine your priorities and zero in on them. Once you've figured out what needs to be done, the next step is to execute it proficiently. And the key to efficiency? Prioritizing your tasks. Begin by contemplating the potential outcomes of your actions. Ask yourself, what is my ultimate objective? Those who can visualize their future sentiments are often adept at making advantageous decisions in the present. This approach isn't mere conjecture. Research substantiates it. An intriguing Harvard study revealed that possessing long-term goals is the most potent predictor of social mobility, trumping even educational qualifications or socioeconomic background. One handy technique to keep your priorities on track is the ABCDE method. It requires you to list down your tasks and assign each a letter from A to E based on its urgency. The A tasks are your topmost priorities, while the E tasks can be skipped when time constraints strike. For instance, a task categorized under E could be something as trivial as watching the bonus content of your Star Wars DVD, while an A task might involve crucial actions like tweaking your resume or applying for job vacancies. As you sift through your to-do list, your A tasks, often the most formidable ones, are your frogs. Make it a point to eat these first. Tackling your A tasks before anything else is your secret to success. Don't halt till you've accomplished them. Invest all your willpower and concentration towards attaining your objectives. Let's say your highest priority, your frog, is applying for a new job. That entails substantial work, such as obtaining recommendations, refining your resume, and scouring your professional network for potential leads. In such a case, it's crucial to maintain unwavering focus till the task is completed. If you let distractions like social media sidetrack you while editing your resume, it'll inevitably lead to a longer completion time and increase the likelihood of errors. Keep your eyes on the prize and stay committed to the task at hand. Part 3. Progress is a journey of self-discovery. Productivity isn't just about meticulous planning, it's an ongoing learning process. It involves continually adapting to discover the most effective ways to transform your plans into reality. How can you make this happen? First and foremost, curate a conducive environment, a space where you can reflect and express yourself freely. Next, ensure it's spotless. Believe it or not, a clean environment contributes to increased comfort, so say goodbye to that layer of dust accumulating on your desk. Moreover, have all the necessary resources at your disposal before embarking on your most crucial tasks. Think of it like cooking. You can't whip up a meal if you haven't procured all the ingredients. Understanding your unique talents is another essential aspect of self-awareness. We all possess a distinctive skill that sets us apart. Identify yours and leverage it to its maximum potential. This unique ability could be something that others value highly. Maybe you're a whiz with numbers, fluent in multiple languages, exceptionally good with people, or thrive under pressure. To pinpoint this skill, ask yourself thought-provoking questions. What comes naturally to you that others find challenging? What skills have propelled you to your current successes? Lastly, remember that there's always room for improvement. Continual learning not only prevents your skills from stagnating, but also boosts your confidence. Consider the countless learning opportunities at your disposal. For instance, an average driver spends anywhere between 500 to 1,000 hours on the road each year. Why not utilize this time to listen to educational audio programs? If you're fluent in French but haven't practiced it in ages, this could be an excellent opportunity to brush up. Maximize every situation and set yourself firmly on the path to personal growth. Part 4. Optimism and self-discipline are keys to peak performance. Imagine this: discipline and training. They're not just essential in martial arts, but also critical for success. Think of your body as your engine to triumph. A well-maintained machine performs optimally, so taking care of your physical and mental health is vital for effective functioning. Overworking yourself is also a pitfall to avoid. Did you know that productivity takes a nosedive after 8 hours of unbroken work? Just like a machine that's been running relentlessly, humans also need downtime. Being well-rested boosts efficiency, so ensure you're clocking in a full 8 hours of sleep every night. Another crucial aspect is identifying your most productive time slot. Most people tend to function best in the morning, revitalized after a good night's sleep. When do you experience your peak creativity and alertness? In the long run, honing yourself to be a self-motivating powerhouse is key. Your thoughts wield a significant influence over your emotions, so strive to be your own cheerleader. Interestingly, a whopping 95% of our emotions are shaped by our self-talk. Your thoughts construct your reality, so infuse optimism in your thought process. Extract the positive in every situation, derive lessons from your failures, and search for solutions, not problems. Positive thinking is empowering. It fosters confidence and creativity. So, make it a habit to remind yourself of your worth. Even if it seems unreal at first, with time, you'll start believing it. You'll also become more adept at tackling challenging tasks. Creative procrastination is another vital element of self-discipline. It entails consciously deciding which activities can be deferred or even eliminated. While most people tend to put off their most significant tasks, efficient individuals use procrastination strategically to delay less essential activities, like watching TV. They set posteriorities, the polar opposite of priorities. Posteriorities are tasks that can be tackled later or even not at all. Part 5. Identify what's restricting you and break free. It's effortless to plan for success, but manifesting it is a different ballgame altogether. As you journey towards your goals, you'll inevitably face unforeseen challenges. So, how can you surmount them? Initially, determine what's impeding you from accomplishing your goals. Numerous factors can limit you, such as people, personal weaknesses, or scarcity of resources. If you allow it, almost anything can become a hindrance. However, be wary of attributing your failures to external factors. It's common to vent frustration on jobs or families during tough times, mistakenly assuming they're the problem's epicenter. Simultaneously, don't neglect your internal limiting factors. You might initially lack the necessary skills, experience, or abilities needed to attain your objective. Identifying the external limiting factors is usually easy, but it's the internal ones that are the most formidable barriers. At this juncture, feeling overwhelmed by the array of tasks required for self-improvement is perfectly normal. So, adopt a focused approach. Tackle one task at a time. This method facilitates steady progress. Conquer one task before progressing to the next. The principle is akin to fitness and strength training. You can't commence your journey by squatting 200 pounds. But with daily workouts and gradual improvements, you'll build your strength, inching closer to your target. Hold yourself to high standards. Don't rely on your boss or loved ones to push you towards your dreams. Be your own driving force. Here's a useful trick. Envision that you've just been informed about an unexpected vacation starting tomorrow. What tasks would you need to complete before departing? Those are the tasks you should prioritize. Cultivate this habit and you'll find yourself eating the frog consistently. If you manage to do this persistently, you'll join the elite 2% who function effectively without supervision. They're known as leaders. Part 6. Master your time to unlock productivity. Picture this. You're overwhelmed by a slew of vital tasks and time seems to be slipping through your fingers. Sound familiar? The solution is mastering time management. Unfortunately, not all tasks can be segmented. The most substantial tasks often demand lengthy periods of uninterrupted focus. Take a successful salesperson, for instance. Their responsibilities extend beyond the sales floor. Setting aside ample time for client calls and gathering feedback is crucial. Having a vivid map of your day is a game changer. If you're finding it challenging to manage your time, start making appointments with yourself and honor them. Segmenting your day into time blocks could be advantageous. For example, the the salesperson could earmark a block like 9 Tuong Og, 12 Va Quong, connect with prospects. Another strategy is to utilize your early morning hours for solitary tasks, such as responding to emails. Reserve the rest of the tasks for the bustling afternoon at the office. While planning is pivotal, don't procrastinate on taking action. The mental state of flow is only attainable through consistent work. In the flow state, ideas come to you effortlessly, leading to enhanced creativity and seamless, improved performance. A sense of urgency propels you into this flow state. Don't merely talk about the task, spring into action and get it done. Eat the frog, and over time, you'll develop an inner motivation that nudges you beyond your existing boundaries. Stay the course with unwavering dedication, and your goals will soon be within your grasp. Final summary. The core takeaway from this book: win the battle against procrastination by understanding yourself and identifying your aspirations. Face your limitations, strategize your time, and eat your frogs. By tackling your most critical tasks first, you'll condition yourself to persistently tread the path of success. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.